Welcome back. It is 5:38, and we're going to do something a little different this morning. It is 2014. For the first time this year, the crew is all back together. By the way, did you guys have a good Christmas and New Year's and everybody? Did everybody do okay? Santa was good to you? Everybody was happy?
Sure, absolutely.
Spent the holiday working for both of your butts. It was fabulous.
Well, yeah, he's been whining a little bit.
Listen, whoa. You took vacation, you took vacation, I took a little vacation.
Yes.
You come back refreshed, revitalized. Tom's the same.
I'm sure all of your fans are happy to have you back, because I've probably annoyed them all on feedback last week. So
I got a message.
Sure, oh, I'm sure you did.
I got a couple messages.
Sure you did.
Somebody said that you were, what would they call you? Obnoxious, a know-it-all, an obnoxious know-it-all? Something
me?
Like that? Yeah.
Me and obnoxious know-it-all.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. At first, I thought they were talking about me.
I have a high standard to reach, you know, so that's difficult.
The audience finds correcting Tom exhausting.
Yeah, because you just got to do it so stinking much.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna do something a little different this morning. I want to talk, I want to do sports, okay? Let's talk about the Packers. It was a very, very good game. Now, I'm going to admit, I watched the highlights after. I did not watch the game because it was an opportunity for me to be out, and I don't usually get that. So I was out, and I purposely.
What do you mean? You went outside yesterday when you didn't have to?
Yeah, we had dinner and a movie kind of thing.
Outside yesterday?
Yeah, you have to go out to dinner and to a movie theater outside your own house.
Normally, you do that when the temperature's not.
Anyway, it's not that bad. I mean, I'm not doing it today.
Okay.
All right. So it was 20-20. I mean, we came back. We tied it up.
Yeah.
It was us. Mm-hmm. We had it.
Yeah.
And the 49ers made an amazing push to score the winning field goal.
Well, Packer defense was running on fumes. They had a bunch of guys out injured. I mean, they just couldn't stop Kaepernick. He was able to make plays, and
So apparently, the cold did not affect the 49ers. I was kind of thinking, these guys are not used to playing in this kind of cold. They're just not. So it's going to be an effect, you know.
I thought at the very beginning of the second half, and you know what? Mm. At that cold, when you go into the locker room, you need to get out of whatever the Under Armour or the underbody is.
Yeah, and change.
You can't be sweating, because you do sweat even in the cold.
Yeah.
Then warm up to 80 degrees in the locker room, and then go back outside to zero. I thought the 49ers didn't look very good in the third quarter.
Really?
I thought it took them time to restart themselves. But yeah, in the end, I mean, Packers had more in-game injuries to a defense that already had a lot of injuries and couldn't get off the field. They had a 3rd and 10 and a 3rd and 8 in what turned out to be the game-winning drive. Couldn't stop them.
But Rodgers looked good, right?
Well, not particularly.
No?
I mean, he only threw for a little over 100 yards. He only had one touchdown, missed some throws. He didn't have a whole lot of time. He was getting pressured a lot. He made some incredible escapes from pressure that kept drives alive. That fourth down one was in. I don't know how he got out of that one.
I have seen in some of the highlights and so forth that they show, there was one, and I can't remember who it was. It was the quarterback. The guy was coming at him like a freight train.
Yeah.
He just stepped to one side.
Well, that was Rodgers. Yeah, and they blitzed him, and that's what they're trained to do. But the idea when you're surrounded by guys and two guys have a hold of you, and somehow you're able to break out of the grasp of these huge guys and keep a play alive, that's something that Aaron Rodgers is very good at. And
right.
I mean, they dropped a couple of interceptions that would have changed the game.
Well,
but that's all part of it.
Didn't
all make right. plays. Yeah.
So Packers are done.
Yep.
And so now, As the Packer Nation, who do we now root for as far as Super Bowl contenders?
We're bitter now. We root for injuries amongst our rivals.
Yeah, Packer Nation doesn't care at this point. They're just venting about Mike McCarthy and Dom Capers and Ted Thompson.
Okay.
They all need to be fired.
May I ask the stupid sports question of the day?
Sure.
Is Holmgren still in the football? Is he still coaching?
No.
Office guy, though, right? He's still with Cleveland, isn't he?
Okay,
because
there's somebody that was on the sidelines that looked like Holmgren.
Andy Reid is almost a dead ringer.
Okay, that's who it was. Yeah. That's who it was. It was Andy Reid, and I'm like, that's Holmgren. All right, but it's not. That's okay. No. Okay. I told you it was a stupid question. All right. And then college ball. God, I hate this.
Because you hate Florida State.
I do hate Florida State. I don't like their Heisman Trophy quarterback winning guy. I don't think he deserved winning it. I think it's a disgrace. I hate Florida State. But
you don't,
it's a
college. You don't particularly like Auburn either.
Well, because it's a Florida college, I'm going to be rooting for Florida State to defeat Auburn.
Yeah, most of the rest of the country doesn't really have a rooting interest in this game.
No,
they hate both of those teams.
I understand that. I understand, but I'm just, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, and that's why I ask about Packers. Who do we now throw our weight behind, which is considerable? Who do we support now that we're out? And I guess you just root for somebody to die.
You know, I think just based on the kind of season that he's having, I mean, I can cheer for Peyton Manning. I like the comeback aspects of his career. Everyone thought he was washed up, including his old team in Indianapolis. I kind of like that as a storyline.
Right. Hey, wouldn't you love to see a Denver-Indianapolis AFC championship game? Wouldn't that be interesting?
That would be one of the better stories of the
playoffs. Peyton Manning against Andrew Luck? Yeah, that would be a good one.
Okay, so there it is. That's what I needed to know. We're going to talk a little bit more about local issues when we come back. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Don't go anywhere. Yes, we're coming back.
Are you worried that owning a minivan will make you look uncool and completely asexual?
Yay, a minivan.
Of course you are. But with the new Honda Odyssey, we've taken your complete domestication to a whole new level. That's because the new Honda Odyssey comes with a built-in vacuum cleaner.
Oh, God.
It isn't bad enough that you carry a baby around in a backpack and push a race car shopping cart at the store. Now you can suck up French fries, M&Ms, and Cheerios wherever you go.
It's the car equivalent of holding my wife's purse while she shops.
Exactly. And if you buy your Honda Odyssey today, we'll throw in a free set of family stick figure decals for your back window.
Oh, God.
The new Honda Odyssey, now with a built-in vacuum, because practical is sexy.
Really?
No, not really.
Breaking news, severe weather. Hear it on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.